It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Elliott Shore Park's live from Brazil. Hopefully a band playing behind him like he did yesterday, like it was happening yesterday. That was great. There was he even sent us a video. The band yesterday, when we were talking to Elliott, it was like 5 feet behind him.
Yeah, he was having a good old time, man.
I'm excited to talk to Elliott as we set the scene from Brazil today. He'll be with us at noon. And, of course, his take on the Devin White situation. I think there's more to this. This strikes me as more than like a slight ankle injury. When reports are coming out both nationally and locally that they were considering trading him before cutdown day, and now all of a sudden he's not going on the trip. I think there's more going on here, and it sounds like it's the Kobe Dean's time on Friday night against the Green Bay Packers. All right, before we go back to the phones here and more on this Bryce Harper situation, we want to give a big thank you to our friends at Wendy's for an amazing batch of food they dropped off today. They brought us everything. Burgers, chicken sandwiches, fries, the triple berry frosty, and the saucy nugs. Right now at Wendy's, enjoy 7 saucy nugs flavors from buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, and even spicy ghost pepper. No matter what flavor you're craving, Wendy's has you covered. Get to your local Wendy's today and try all this amazing food for yourself. The fries, as always, were
always
delicious.
On point. The spicy nugs were pretty good, too. I had the barbecue spicy nugs.
Yeah, they were good?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're really good.
You know, all the sauces, I mean, it's, no matter what flavor you like, you could find one. So check out Wendy's, and we thank him again for coming in today. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then I want you to hear what Bryce Harper said about getting himself ready for October. I think the Phillies should take this out of his hands. They got to sit him down on the IL for 10 days. I think they could win this division without him. And it's not they don't need him. It's just they have such a big lead. They don't need him to close this thing out. They need him to hit for power in October. Scott in Newtown. Are we getting Sirianni defenders up in here? What's up, Scott?
No, Julio, you drive me crazy with this take, man.
What did I do?
Dude, so many people want Sirianni gone and act like this guy is a clown. There's 32 head coaches in the league, and this guy has won more games than 90% of them over the last 2 years. The collapse last year, dude, there were so many things. It's like, how do we just put it all on Sirianni? And, like, none of the players complain about him. He gets us to the playoffs. The dude just wants to win. The dude doesn't complain. I just, like... It kills me. It's to hear, like, oh, if they made the Super Bowl or have a winning season, maybe we'll keep telling more. Telling more is a goof, dude. Like, oh, I just, like, it just
all
kills
right, Scott,
me, man.
Scott, hold on. The Kellen Moore is
please,
a goof thing. The Kellen Moore thing, you say he's a goof. The organization told Sirianni, you're not in charge of the offense anymore. The goof is. What does that say about Sirianni?
And they also told Peterson that he had to run out, you know, after winning the Super Bowl.
Well, no, but no, but like, he put his foot down and said no, and then they fired him.
He wrote a book, too.
He did write a book. I read it. It was a good book.
And went on a cheese tour.
Look, Scott, I don't think Sirianni's the worst coach in the league. I don't think he gives them much of a strategical advantage in the game. I just think he's fine, you know, in terms of on the sideline during the game. But, just Scott, the bottom line is this. If he doesn't do well, we all know he's out of here, and I can't get out of my mind what happened 100%. At the end of last season. I just, like, he couldn't figure out how to adjust to what teams were doing to them. He's the head coach.
I just think, man, like, things were, I mean, the switch to defensive coordinator after week 10 was crazy. The Jalen Hurts relationship with the Cy was crazy. The Jalen Hurts just not being able to deal with Nick was crazy. No doubt, dude. When he acts like that on the sideline, like, it's embarrassing to me also. Like, I watch it. But it's just like, that's not enough reason to roll into this season and be like, oh, I'm going to give him a chance. Like, I think we got to ride with him, dude, and, like, expect a good winning season. But, yo, real quick on Devin White. Mm-hmm. I knew something was up yesterday when I heard one report where, like, he's not the type of player who really shows up in the off season or preseason stuff and practice. He's more of a player who shows up in the regular season. Mm. It's like, what? What is that? Like, you're on a one-year deal. Isn't it a prove-it deal? You know, and he did nothing. So I for sure think something's going on with that.
And, yeah, there's more to it. I mean, and then the Fangio thing, him talking on Monday about how important the linebackers are, and then all of a sudden it's the Kobe starting and not him. It tells us something, Scott. They obviously don't think that White's one of their best two or three linebackers.
For sure, and we need linebackers really bad. Yo, Hugh, this is for you real quick. Like, Joe, I know you could answer it, but, man, do you think this year, like, there is so much riding on these coordinators being different? Your experience of playing, did the coordinators make that much of a difference? Is it just such a big difference because they were so bad last year?
No, you know? They make a huge difference, man. I mean, I can't express how much better. We had talent, but Jim Johnson's defense, and I think Ike will attest to this, is his defense was so much easier to run than Emmitt's defense was. It really, really was. Okay. Emmitt's defense, not saying that he didn't have a good defense, but it was a complicated defense. And Jim Johnson came in and he simplified a lot of things and he allowed us to just play. Trot couldn't even get on the field. Think about that for a minute. Mm. We got a Eagles Hall of Fame linebacker that in Emmitt's defense couldn't get on the field. Jim Johnson comes here, simplifies everything, and knows how to use him. And hell, Trot's a Hall of Famer. Like, that's how much difference it makes. And that's why I'm kind of bullish on the defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator, for that matter, because it just makes it so much easier when you have somebody that understands the game on a different level.
Knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
No doubt, Hugh. I hope. Because that's where, you know, I'm putting my chips in the basket. At, like, we had the talent last year, and things fell apart on a level where guys just couldn't get along or just chaos.
Yeah, it was
weird. I don't think it was the talent, you know. So I think it was just, weird, man. That's what it was. And, Hugh, I understand you being like, you don't want to go all in on the Eagles until you after seeing one game. It's almost like you date a girl, but you don't want to tell her you're into home-cooked meals until she makes you one meal. Just to make sure.
See the analogy.
That's a good one. That's a better one. All right, Scott, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues. Who has a mustache?
Who has a mustache? I thought I was going to be later. We'll just go Abe Lincoln. I know it's no good.
Abe Lincoln. All right. That's an old school.
He had a beard. I don't think he did have a mustache.
He had a beard.
That's not a mustache.
I agree. I'm just saying a lot of times they go hand in hand. I know a beard is different than a mustache. I'm well aware.
Yeah, that was a little snippy, Kyle.
I'm sorry.
Hugh, can we give people a second clue?
Do we have to give a second clue?
We're stuck on Abraham Lincoln here, so I think we do need a second clue.
I just like the fact that people hate my clues. But again, they're not. The first one is not supposed to be the easy one. It's not. Okay, the second clue is, this is a well-known Delco resident.
Oh, so now, all right, we've brought it home a little bit.
All right,
so outers Abraham Lincoln, not a well-known Delco resident.
I don't think he's from Delco.
And I don't think Sergeant Slaughter was either. Okay.
No.
Something in that call I think was just conveniently skipped over.
What's that?
By you, Joe.
What did I do now?
Well, the whole thing about Kellen Moore being a goof and how the Eagles told Sirianni to stay out of the offense.
If you consider him a goof.
Well, I mean, we all call him Coach Goober, I think, in a loving sense.
Okay.
But that's not really what I'm harping on here. You know what? The Eagles did tell Sirianni to stay out of the offense and brought in Kellen Moore. You know what they also did? They brought back Nick Sirianni. They obviously thought that Nick Sirianni was the right guy to be the head coach of this team. If they really thought that highly of Kellen Moore and that lowly of Nick Sirianni, they would have fired Nick and made Kellen Moore the head coach this year.
I agree. I also think the Eagles don't think the head coach matters that much. And maybe they're right.
All head coaches matter.
There's no way the Eagles don't think the head coach matters that much.
Hold on a second.
There's no way.
They hired Nick Sirianni wearing a polo shirt. Okay, they did that. It wasn't like that they hired...
See, now you're bringing up old stuff.
Because I don't wipe slates clean. They fired Doug Peterson after he won them the Super Bowl.
Well, so right.
They this offseason, Bill Belichick was available, and they stuck with Sirianni. This is just my guess. The Eagles think they can win by surrounding an okay head coach that everyone likes with smart coordinators.
No, then why would they go through how many? They fired Chip. They fired Doug. And now on all of this, like Andy, Chip, Doug, they clearly think the head coach matters if they're going through this cycle right now to find the right one. They think they have the right one.
I think the Chip thing changed everything.
Chip was a weenie, though.
Well, Chip was a weenie, okay?
I think after Chip,
they decided we're never giving a head coach power again, and the head coach is just going to be here,
so
be
we
the middleman.
From a weenie to a goof.
A weenie to a goof. That's right. And in between, they won a Super Bowl with Doug Peterson. All right, 215-592-9494. Can we hear from Bryce Harper? Bryce Harper was recently asked talking about his injury and his elbow and his wrist and how he's confident he'll be ready here for the month of October.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How is your body feeling right now?
Yeah, feel fine. Feel good. You know, it's August, obviously, so I think everybody's, you know, grinding a little bit. But, you know, it's part of the game.
Yeah, if you've been grinding through some things, why are you confident that come October you'll be feeling the way you want to feel?
I just have to. That's it. I think that's just, like I said, it's part of the game. It's part of, you know, the process of going through a season. So just got to stay the course. I understand that, you know, I rely heavy on my body, the things I do as well. So just got to go.
Do they seem like nagging injuries, or is it something that you're concerned about, bothered by?
No, not concerned.
The more I listen to that, the more I'm just convinced they have to take this decision out of his hand. The fact that he said he has to be healthy, so he will be. Injuries don't work like that. Like, you don't just say, like, I hurt myself. I have to be better tomorrow, so I will be. It's sometimes there's mind over matter, but sometimes it's the reality of you need to rest the whatever the issue is, right? I just think he needs to be on the IL to rest this thing up, because the real games that matter are not this month. They're next month.
And the thing that bothered me about all of that, Joe, is he sounded defeated. I mean, we need a healthy Bryce Harper. We need a Bryce Harper that sounds a lot more confident than he sounded when he was asked, why do you think you're going to be better? He just says, I have to. No, we need you to get some rest, bro. So if it's on Topper to get you out of the lineup and get you some rest, then I think that's an executive decision. Hey, man, you're resting.
Yeah, and take the decision out of his hands, right? If you just say, oh, we're going to give you a day, he'll say, I want to go back in the next day. If you put him on the IL, you know, he's out. He can't play for the next 10 days, and then we go from there. And if the Brewers series really matters to them, and I could see why it would, they want to get a bye, he could be back. If you put him on the IL today, if the Phillies IL Bryce Harper today, he's back for that Brewers series in about 2 weeks. And hopefully the 10 days knocks it out. And away we go. 215-592-9494. And, of course, the clean slate on Sirianni here. Where are people on the voting on this? Are people giving Nick a clean slate as we start this season? We know Kyle's giving him a full clean slate over here.
Well, just another thing. Because I got a text from Jack Fritz, who now believes he won the debate versus you.
Why?
On debate day, because you're sitting here talking about how Nick Sirianni doesn't matter.
No, I'm saying the Eagles don't believe the head coach matters. I think it does. I think the head coach matters. They affect things. It's the head coach.
He didn't win the debate.
No,
tell Jack he didn't win the debate.
The Eagles think that the head coach doesn't matter.
Are you seeing what they're doing here?
You will not convince me of that. That's the most outrageous thing I've ever heard.
They soft-fired him, and they're propping him with two coordinators.
They soft-fired.
They did.
It's a soft firing.
It was a soft firing. They took away all his power to coach a football team.
No, but Joe, but they kept him.
I understand that.
They believe in him.
Because it was a... If they believed in him, they'd give him a contract extension.
No, if they didn't believe in him, they would fire him. We know how the Eagles operate. Like, they don't sit on their hands and just wait for things to completely fall apart before they make the move. Howie is a foresight guy. He likes to get out ahead of things. He likes to make sure that if there's one thing that can sink his team, he's going to take care of it.
Can
if
I ask
they
a question?
Thought Nick Sirianni would sink the team, he would not be here.
Can I ask a question? How come Nick Sirianni, off of three straight postseason appearances and a Super Bowl appearance, does not have a contract extension, but Mike McDaniel, off of two wild card out, you know, 2 years in a row and looking terrible in January, has a contract extension? Why doesn't he have a contract extension?
I don't know.
Because they're going to fire him if this year goes bad.
That doesn't matter. They can extend him and then fire him anyway. I don't think the two have anything to do with each other.
Well, but it shows... Wait a second. If they give him a contract extension, it shows the city and the locker room, he's their guy.
Well, then maybe they should.
There you go.
And the answer to the question about Mike is because he made Tua Tagovailoa look like a really good quarterback. Like,
yes, he did.
Like, let's not forget... And I guess Tua Tagovailoa forgot when he was talking about, who was it, Coach Flores?
Yeah, Brian Flores.
Was throwing him under the bus. Dog, they were trying to get you out of Miami. Let's not forget that they were in talks with Tom Brady until those talks fell through.
And they wanted to get big creepy, too.
They wanted to get big. They wanted everybody but you. But Mike McDaniel believed in. That's why he got paid.
If the team looks good in the middle of the season, they're going to extend Sirianni.
Maybe. I mean,
That was a long pregnant pause.
Well, I mean, I understand his point. They very well could. I just, my point is he does matter. The head coach does matter. And I'm not giving him a clean slate. Last year, he stood there clueless. And I'm supposed to pretend like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like, we're the same coach, doesn't matter.
But, all right, hold on. See, the entire team looked clueless.
He's in charge.
Okay, but like, we have a quarterback who didn't play great. We have great wide receivers. Like, there was so much talent on this team, and everybody sort of fell short of their expectations. They underachieved.
I agree with
including
you.
Including Nick Sirianni.
Right, but he's supposed to be the boss of the football team.
We're giving everybody else on the team a clean slate, basically, but Nick Sirianni.
No, I'm not giving him a clean slate. I'm not a clean slate guy. You're a clean slate guy, and he will give a clean slate until he sees one reason not to rip you to shreds.
Which is not a
clean slate. You know what Nick Sirianni is a victim of?
What's that?
He's a victim of believing in his guys and falling on his sword, because that's basically what we're talking about. Nick Sirianni sat there in press conferences for weeks and told us nothing was wrong. And he tried his damnedest when we found out later, you know, when he was making decisions and talking about, you know, some things you don't see and it's not what you think it is. We found out weeks later that they were out there running renegade plays and doing whatever they wanted to do.
That they were.
So if you're being honest about this, Nick Sirianni is a victim of being loyal to his teammates, and they threw him under the bus. To being loyal to his team, and they threw him under the
bus.
You
guys are unbelievable. Victim. I'm not clean just, slate. I'm just, listen, he oversaw one of the biggest collapses.
Sometimes you got to speak for the people that can't speak for themselves.
He oversaw one of the biggest collapses in NFL history, and I'm hearing words like victim and too hard.
No, I'm saying you got to speak for the people that can't speak for themselves. He can't say that.
Hold on.
Because I'm a radio host.
Nobody threw him under the bus. The players that were all
they
asked
did
about
throw him under the bus.
No, they didn't. Every player that was asked after the season about Nick Sirianni backed him up besides Jalen Hurts.
You didn't think that was throwing him under the bus when AJ said, hey, we ran our own play?
No.
That wasn't throwing him under the bus?
No, AJ said Nick Sirianni had our backs. He looked like a fool for us.
Yeah, that was the quote. That was the line right there.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's not throwing him under the bus. That's AJ taking ownership for Sirianni. He's clearing his coach under the bus.
He's
not. Sirianni tried to take the bullet for AJ, and AJ said no. It was us. That's not throwing him under the bus.
That's taking accountability. Yeah, well, he very kindly, with accountability, said, we don't listen to this guy.
Ain't that when we start thinking that coach was an idiot?
No, not me.
Well, no, but when the play happened, before the explanation 2 weeks later, we did.
Yeah, he really thought he was an idiot. He stood up there and said,
we're trying to get a pass.
And then we found out that he took the bullet for them.
Ain't that when we started talking about... why they changing plays? They don't believe in you? That's not when all that stuff happened?
I think sometimes, we're the forest from the trees thing here. Like, what was really being said there? He's not in charge, and we don't listen to him.
He kind of validated what I was talking about. He said it nicely,
but that's what he said.
Yeah. That's kind of what I got from that.
Not how I interpret it, because AJ was being asked about...
Because you're moving the line.
No, I'm not. I'm directly talking about what AJ said. You're the one reading into it. AJ said...
Wait a minute. We read into stuff every day.
What are you talking about? I know, but you're the one saying that I'm moving the line. I'm talking about exactly what AJ said.
That game was 9 months ago, and this is why I don't have a clean slate. This is all still in my head.
You know what? I was doing all right till y'all brought it up today.
Yeah,
I was okay with it.
Hugh's clean slate is ruined already. Josh is in Birdsboro. What's up, Josh?
Josh?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh. Josh, we're good. We're just yelling about the head coach here. What's up, Josh?
Hey, no problem here. I just want to start off with some Eagles talk real quick before we move on to the Phillies.
What are you thinking?
So I think Kellen Moore is going to make a big difference this year for us. And with that, you know, he's probably going to get poached. I think we need to make sure that if we make the Super Bowl, even if we make a good run with the offense, we need to make sure that we keep him in the building.
Well, I'm sure they would want to. But let me ask you this, Josh. What if he wants to be a head coach and the only way to keep him is he's got to be the head coach here?
Simple answer. See you, Nick.
See, that is just so wrong.
What do you mean it's wrong?
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Hey, you did a good job.
Wait a second. Can we all agree the most
important... We don't want to lose Kellen Moore.
The most important part of the Eagles is Jalen Hurts playing great? If he plays great, this is going to be a thing. And there's no question in my mind it's going to be a thing that they can't lose Kellen Moore. I mean, Josh, I think many people will agree with you on this.
Right. Yeah, we can't let him leave. And if we bring in another offensive coordinator, just like we did last year, Jalen Hurts might be nothing.
Right. We could be on the conveyor belt of every year, like playing roulette of is the offense going to be any good or not. They could solve that by keeping Moore. All right. What are you thinking here on Bryce Harper, Josh? You put him on the IL?
I'm putting him on the IL. So I do love how we're playing. The bullpen's heating up. Bats are starting to come around. So it feels like we kind of have our urgency back. Feels like we lost that for a while. But we really need Harper's power back for the playoffs.
They really do. I mean, zero home runs since August 10th. It tells you something's wrong because he doesn't go that long without power.
Right. Something's up there. And it was pretty prevalent last night watching him play. It's obvious. He's still getting hits, but that's just because he's a good baseball player. So I have a couple ideas. I think we need to play Weston Wilson a lot more. He's been one of our best hitters.
I like Weston, Josh, especially against lefties. He crushes lefties.
First lefties, yeah. So then, I mean, we put Weston Wilson at third until Boehm's back, and then maybe Cody Clemens, JT at first, Stubbs at catcher just in the meantime.
Yeah, I think we're going to see more of the Clemens thing at first. I think we'll see more of the Clemens thing.
Couldn't wait to
use Kyle's
that.
Kyle's ready to scream back there. All right, Josh, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about today?
I'm going Howard Eskin.
Now, that's a good guess, wow, Josh. Good guess. Appreciate it. That is
he
not it.
He did use both clues.
He did use
he
both clues.
He salvaged that phone call.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of fuming back there.
Because for now we're starting Garrett Stubbs and Weston Wilson. Like, no, we're trying to lose this division. Like,
if they put Bryce on the IL, someone's going to have to play.
Well,
that's how you should
play. I understand
play.
That. But, like, you know, I mean, we can.
I mean, really, what they could,
we can make this a little more simple.
Here's what they could do. When Boehm gets back, and they said this weekend probably after the issue with Boehm's hand, Boehm could play first for a week and a half, and Sosa just play third every day. This doesn't have to be hard.
So, since we're about to hit a break, mm-hmm. I have a question for Hugh when we come back.
Okay.
What?
I know it's called
a tease.
Yeah,
I'm not challenging you. It's actually sort of like I want your challenge.
No, it's a major challenge.
I want your perspective as a former player on something.
All right, we'll do that when we get back. 215-592-90. I trust him. I'm sure it's a good question. I'm sure he'll get angry at your answer, but I trust him. 215-592-9494. All right, Bryce Harper, should the Phillies put him on the IL? Nick Sirianni, are you wiping the slate fully clean? I'm not. Kyle is, he's wiping it so far clean, I didn't even know what happened last year. And Hugh over here is just ready to pounce if one thing goes bad this season. Your phone call's coming up, and of course your guests for Hughes Clue Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.